A bit of question and asking them where we are. I'm not sure what's going on. I know how the National Broadband of Ireland is operating. I have had motions and ICBAN, which is a Irish Central Cross Border Group. We brought a man over from the UK who used to work with British Telecom. He investigated the whole country. He told us at the time, all right, I felt that Donegal was lagging behind, and considering without, one of the biggest telecom countries or companies in the country, I'm sure you're well known, KN Networks and the Kellys are based in this county. And even the man from Telecom said, this is ridiculous. There's no excuse where we're lagging behind the rest. A lot of the county, in fairness, has been wired up. Unfortunately, East Donegal along the border, where we have very, very poor telephone at the moment. When we're in Lifford here, as you well know, we're roaming in and out all the time, all the countries and everybody, and Vodafone or O2 UK, it's ridiculous. So in this particular border area, it is poor mobile coverage, and the broadband isn't up to scratch regarding fibre optic. We need to get the fibre optic. The way Irish Broadbenders or the National Broadband Ireland do, it's not all new. They're working with existing companies, they're upgrading and bringing in small pieces that have been left out. And anywhere there is no broadband, obviously it's all new, but they're using the companies that are there already, whether it's Vodafone, O2, Air, and they're all working like it's not. And working like in my own village in Kelly Garden there, they've been at it for a year, they've poles marked, but they seem to come and go and come and go. That's circa, they're coming and going. I can't get a straight answer of what's going on, wires hanging around poles and stuff. So I'm trying to hope between the council today that they'll give us some direction. Like, we know within 2 years the whole country's going to be covered, but like, it's a long time, 2 years, we're trying to, students, people working from home, people trying to start businesses, you just can't wait. Nobody could wait 2 years on something as basic now as broadband.